Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, September 16th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Christians are poised to help hurricane survivors in Ivan's aftermath. A family grows as they respond to God's call, and despite natural disasters, an evangelistic radio ministry in Haiti continues. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Ivan tops today's news as the storm hits the United States. The island nation of Grenada is reeling from its wake. 50,000 people are reportedly homeless, half the population. Operation Mobilization is gearing up to help. OM's Henry Janowski says food and water is scarce, and they need worldwide assistance to meet only part of the need.
We definitely will not be able to help everybody that needs help, but the more resources we have, the greater impact that we can have. The whole reality is someone's $10 is going to help feed somebody. And every gift is critical, no matter how small.
Janowski says the great part about giving to this work is that it's an eternal investment.
The reality is we have people that are hungry and thirsty and homeless right now. And as we do that in the name of Jesus, we open the door for them to see Jesus in action. And the natural response to that from people is, why do you care?
Go to their website, www.us.om.org, to help, or call our resource line. Meanwhile, Hurricane Ivan is the third in a series of devastating hurricanes to slam into the U.S., the Caribbean, and Latin America. Baptist World Aid, the relief and development arm of Baptist World Alliance, is sending money to Cuba, the Bahamas, Florida, and other places to support the relief ministries already being undertaken by believers. Teams involved say the crisis is a time for them to be both the hands and feet of Christ to the storm survivors. You're listening to Mission Network News. Baptists in the United States are reaching out in Christ's love to the victims of the Beslan Russia School massacre. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board sent $5,000 from its General Relief Fund to help with the burials of many of the victims. IMB officials say the Russian Baptist Union is distributing the money as a way to show Christ's compassion. Pray that this will be a way for believers to introduce Christ to the people of Beslan. Next, there are an estimated 700,000 orphans in Russia's orphanages. Their needs are overwhelming. The Petersons worked with Adoption Associates when they brought three children home from Russia. Alan Peterson says their four-year journey was a family calling.
We've brought these children into our home now, and we are teaching them about Christ and what He did for us on the cross. What happens to these kids when they grow up, what they decide to do with themselves, I don't know. It depends on what God puts on their heart, but we have the idea that we're holding on to them with loose hands. They're in God's hands, and it's our job to train them right now.
Peterson says God worked out all the details to bring their family members together. Their greatest hope is to see their children respond to God's call.
If they decide they want to go back to Russia to live and to spread the gospel there, then that's a call that they can accept and take, and all we have to do is provide the training for them.
And Operation Saturation, an effort to blanket Haiti with the gospel, continues to gain steam. OMS International's Howard Young recently returned from a trip to the area. Local leaders have already been identified for carrying on the ministry.
We went to Port-de-Paix, which is the capital of the Northwest Province, and distributed some radios there, and then there's a downlink on the Ile de la Tortue. We went out there and we put a plaque on that to dedicate it.
However, OMS reports that missionary flights have sustained losses and expenses due to the hurricanes that hit Florida. Those obstacles will slow things down, but won't force a stoppage. Young says there's a lot to do.
We have need for additional funds for radios. We also have need for additional people to pray. We need Christians that will do warfare prayer and will really ask God for specific cities and towns and ministries that will transform Haiti.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.